As men and women left Australian shores to serve on the front lines of World War II, in foreign fields, the jungles, the makeshift hospitals, and in the air, those left at home were anxious and vulnerable, especially in northern Australia, such as Exmouth, Port Hedland, Broome, and Wyndham. The army had moved in. Radar stations were set up across the coastline. Airfields hummed with convoys of freight and men. The Air Force took over the Broome orphanage. White women and children were evacuated south. Aboriginal women from Broome were evacuated to Beagle Bay Mission. Japanese pearling crews and their families in Broome were imprisoned. German Palatine brothers were monitored. Kevin Portolano is a Yaru man with a rich multicultural heritage that includes Filipino. The 69-year-old told me how his family was affected when war arrived on the doorstep of Broome.
A lot of those effects, the laws that the government had at the time, impacted on how people lived their lives. I mean, the citizenship that people had to have, the livelihood that many of my uncles had in terms of luggers, which their father used to own, and they used to do the mail run and everything from Broome to Cape Leveque, and also carry stock and food and all that sort of thing up to the various communities and the missions and all that. And at the time when the war broke out, the government sent the army up here, and what happened was a lot of the luggers got burnt because it was a decision of government to ensure that there was no kind of boats or access transporting that to invade the Kimberleys. And I think this went through the whole of the northern region.
Yeah, they genuinely feared an invasion, didn't they? Okay. So the loss of the boats for your family, that meant a loss of income, a loss of money.
Well, that meant a loss of everything, virtually, you know. The families went into missions, the families were split. They had to go out and find new jobs elsewhere in terms of stations and station work and that. And, you know, I mean, being paid on a station, they probably weren't paid the right amount for the work they did. So there was a lot that was taken away from many of the families. And, you know, their language was taken away. I mean, all that kind of thing was... And it's sad because many of them didn't have their language and they suffered because they didn't have their language.
What stories do you remember your parents or uncles, grandparents telling you about what World War II was like in Broome for them?
They never really spoke about it because they were, I suppose, marginalised to say, if you speak about anything that happened during the war or at wartime, then you would either be locked up or, just as an example again with my mama, she went into a shop and she spoke to three women who came from the up in the Dampier Peninsula, and she spoke to them in her language, in their language, the Aboriginal language, and they told her to keep quiet, don't talk the language, because they had fear that my mum would lose her citizenship, that my mum would be thrown into jail. But she didn't fear that. She said, this is my first language and I will speak that language to you. If they want to come and lock me up and put me in jail, they can. I don't care.
Aboriginal people couldn't leave like the white population. The white women and children were all sent south to the safety of Perth. But families like yours were made to stay, weren't they?
Yeah, even though I was from the Filipino heritage, we had to stay. My great-grandfather got brought to Beagle Bay, where he passed away in 1942 as the Japanese Zeros were flying over Beagle Bay. And he got dropped in the ground there and dropped when they were flying over, and they didn't even reach the grave and they scattered into the bush. So later on they buried him after the planes had left. So one of the Zeros turned back to have a look what was happening. They saw what was happening, that there was a burial happening, so they had respect to fly away and keep going. But one of my uncles from my mom's side had a lugger, and he was in the out from One Arm Point. Now he was taking stores and that sort of thing to communities and that, and he was shot at. His lugger was shot at. He said, I had to dodge all the bullets with my lugger, and I got away, and I was lucky. You get stories like that being told, and he said, yes, I feared for my life, but, you know, I managed to get away. Another one of my cousins from my mom's side, Antoine, who swam out where the Catalinas got bombed in the bay here. And he had to swim out and try to save people. And he had to dodge bullets while he was swimming too. So
and the bay was on fire as well. It was horrific.
There are people who got the stories here in Broome who tell it.
Kevin Portolano from Broome. He's also a volunteer at the Sisters of St. John of God Heritage Centre in Broome, where you can hear more stories like that. You can delve into recent history and see photos of people's lives in the Kimberley over the decades.